You and I have been following a young man across these great United States of ours, and he started out his journey in January of 2009 and was endeavoring to spend a week apiece with 52 friends across the country, essentially living on someone else's couch for a long time. And those 52 weeks are about to come to a close. We are in the middle of week number 51, and Josh Sullivan, back in Florida, joins us on Overnight America. Josh, how are you?
I am good, John. I am... I'm looking forward to everything being done in a few days. I had a really good time this year, but I need a nice long sleep.
Yeah, nice long sleep and a nice long stay in one place, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are you now?
I am in Sun City Center, Florida, just south of Tampa.
Lovely Sun City Center, next to the booming metropolis of Ruskin.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Ruskin's where they have the National Weather Service, I think.
Yes, it is. And they also have more tomato farms, I think, per square mile or whatever it is than any other place. No, seriously, that's like, Ruskin King tomatoes are like world famous. So, and I used to pick them. I know. So anyway, there you are in Sun City Center, Florida, which, if I remember correctly, is a retirement community, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 55 and up community. So there's... very low speed limits and lots of golf carts.
Yeah, lots of golf carts, right. So you're very far under age 55. How are they letting you stay there?
A friend of mine lives there with his mom, and as long as there's somebody that is 55 and older living in the household, then anybody can stay.
So you don't have like a bunch of old people with pitchforks and torches hanging out outside the door all the time asking for your head?
No, not yet. Hopefully, I haven't made my presence aware yet. So hopefully, no one comes after me over these next few days.
Right. Now, the last time we talked, it was about a month ago, and you were in the Carolinas still. So let's pick up the story from there, because I know you were having a great time and walking around and seeing bumpy ground, because you live in Florida where everything's flat. So up in the mountains, everything is very cool and it looks kind of nifty. But where did you go from there?
I left Asheville for Knoxville. And Knoxville was great because there was a mountain right outside of Knoxville called House Mountain that I got to hike up, and I was with a friend of mine from St. Pete and a bunch of her friends that she had met at the dog park, and every once in a while they just gathered together and went on crazy adventures. So they took me on one up that mountain, and we were walking along, hiking up it, and one of our friends said, "Oh, too bad you weren't here longer. We could have gone to Nashville and Clarksville and hung out with my mom." I said, "I don't have anything planned." So all of a sudden, we ended up going on an impromptu trip out there, and it took 4 hours to get to Clarksville, and we got to hang out in Nashville for the night. And I'd never been to Nashville, so it was insane seeing all the people standing in line for the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah,
all the stuff going on there.
Did you get to go into the Opryland Hotel, which is right nearby?
No, we walked around a lot, and the only thing we ended up walking in, the only place we ended up walking into was Coyote Ugly.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So there was just a bunch of people dancing on the bar, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, man, this is nuts. I'm 4 hours away from where I'm supposed to be staying, and I'm on an adventure I'm not supposed to be having, but this is pretty great.
Yeah, well, and Clarksville, Tennessee, home of Al Gore. So
yeah.
I don't know if you ran into him while you were there.
No, then after we left Nashville, we had to drive, an hour to Clarksville to sleep, and there's four or five people sleeping in the house, and then everyone brought their dogs, and then there were a handful of dogs already there, so it was just this house full of pets. And then me, I'm thinking, this is just another crazy day on this crazy 52 friends trip.
Yeah, and Tennessee is nice. I mean, it really is. The weather is usually pretty decent, and the people there are relatively okay as well. So it sounds like you had a good time just kind of traversing the state.
Like, oh, yeah, and then when I got back to Knoxville, I made sure to get a lot of pictures of the Sun Sphere, because every time I think of the Sun Sphere, I think of the Simpsons episode where... Bart and his friends steal a car and then drive there and then find out that the Sun Sphere is holding a bunch of wigs, and it's renamed the Wig Sphere.
That's beautiful. And Knoxville, Tennessee, of course, home of the University of Tennessee. So I imagine everybody there was wearing orange and white when you went.
Oh, yeah. They're all volunteer fans.
Yeah.
And what else there? I totally love the old city there. I loved walking around that. the mayor, I found out his last name is Haslam, and there's a awesome bookstore in St. Pete called Haslam's.
Right.
And it turns out he's related to him. And
oh, is he really?
And it turns out his dad is the one who started those pilot truck stops and is extremely rich now.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with being extremely rich. Josh Sullivan again is with us, the 52 Friends effort, and you can read all about it. And for folks who have not been following you or, you know, have been privy to some of our visits here on the air, which one is the best website to send folks to?
If they want, my site's joshcomics.com, and it links to, you know, Facebook and MySpace and all that. And if anybody wants to add me on Facebook, I post a lot on there. I post a lot of photos and videos, and my Facebook name is Josh Comics.
JoshComics.com, again, is the website that points you to all of the different places where Josh is on the web. And you've been, like you said, taking pictures and videos and blogging about the entire trip. And I guess it seems the obvious question, now that we're in the middle of the last week of this journey, how fast did this go by for you?
Oh, extremely. And ever since leaving New York City, it's gone. Like, New York City was about the three-quarters mark.
Yeah.
And it's just been flying by, and I've gone maybe, you know, like I've gone almost 21,000 miles over this whole year, and it doesn't feel like I've gone that distance. But a lot of the times now that I'm here and I'm back in the Tampa Bay area, it really feels like I'm getting ready to start doing the trip again.
And
so I don't know. I'm glad there's photos and video pretty much every day this year, so I can look back at it and just, you know, reminisce and wonder how all of that happened.
Yeah, and I saw the other day, I mean, you and I have been talking, like we said, just about once a month all through this journey, but I saw, I think yesterday or the day before, that your hometown paper, was it the St. Petersburg Times that did a story on you?
There was, they're supposed to be doing a story on me, possibly, where they follow me for a day, but now there's only a couple days left, so I'm not sure if they're going to do it or if they're going to write about my return and how I'm, you know, how I'm reacting to everything upon my arrival in St. Pete. But I got a really nice article written in the Palm Beach Post.
Oh, that must have been it. Okay.
And it was pretty great because the story came out as I'm arriving in West Palm Beach, and the Greyhound had stopped at a gas station in Fort Pierce, and I run in, you know, I walked into the gas station, and I looked at the paper, and I'm like, hey, there I am.
That's a nice way to come to town. Now, had you ever been to Palm Beach before?
Just like the outskirts. I'd never been downtown. I'd never been to the actual town of Palm Beach, which I found out is the easternmost town in Florida. And so I made sure, to go see a sunrise there.
Yeah.
Because I figured, you know what, that'd be the best place to see one in Florida.
And I'm sure, you know, since you were on the front page of the Post and everything, that you were welcomed into the Kennedy compound, got to hang out on the beach, you know.
I look so insane at this point. My hair's longer than it's ever been.
Like, uh-huh.
I have the worst facial hair in the world. And we were walking around Palm Beach, which there's a lot of money there.
Oh yeah.
And I look like I look like a homeless person, which I am. And so I was getting a lot of stares. A lot of people were crossing the street as I'm walking up towards them. They would cross before they had to come in contact with me. And, yeah, it was an interesting time there.
That's hilarious. Well, we'll talk some more about that in just a couple and some of the other adventures that have happened along the way. Josh, hang on for us. And, again, joshcomics.com is the website. Josh Sullivan, our guest, he has been joining us all year long on this effort to spend a week apiece with 52 different friends across the country, and literally across the country. Started out in St. Petersburg, Florida, went all the way across to California, and has been slowly but surely working his way back. And now just a few miles from home and a few days before the journey ends. 18 past the hour, more to come. Overnight America, John Grayson here with you early on a Wednesday morning.
Not everyone has a 9-to-5 job. This is Overnight America with John Grayson.
Past the hour, John Grayson here with you, Overnight America, on an early Wednesday morning. And what is probably going to be our last visit, at least for a while, with Josh Sullivan, who has been making his way across the country, staying with a friend a week for 52 weeks, and as a matter of fact, even ended up staying at one point with our Overnight America producer, Kevin. So you've been everywhere and seen everybody, Josh. And we've talked about before the fact that you've fallen in love with so many different places around the country when you got a chance to get out and walk around and visit these places. And I know New York City made a big impression on you. So when you get back to St. Petersburg, is that going to be your home now for a while, do you think?
Yeah, I'm there for the foreseeable future. I've slowly started getting everything all set up so I could get back to my life. I have a place I'm going to be living with some friends, and I have my job at the junkyard lined up for me. And I've been gathering together all of my things, or starting to tell the people that have my things. I'm like, hey, I'm about to get that soon. You don't have to hold on to it anymore.
So, right. So do you have that place, though, that still sticks out in your mind as, you know, one of these days I'd love to get back there and set down roots?
Yeah, there's a handful. Honestly, every place I've been to, I can see myself living there because I've gotten to experience a lot of it. And see all these really hard things that sometimes the people that live there don't even notice.
Right.
But there's definitely New York City, Chicago, Burlington, Vermont. I loved Asheville, North Carolina. I loved tremendously. And then the Pacific Northwest. I was totally drawn to there, and I loved being that far away from everything, it seemed.
and the weather along the way, I can imagine, has been a little wide and varied, too. You and I were just talking off the air about the fact that it's been a little chilly by Tampa standards where you are right now, but you've seen just about everything. What was the heaviest weather you ran into along the way?
Going from Seattle to Ellensburg, Washington, in the center of the state, In Snoqualmie Pass, they were getting tons of snow, and I think they said there was at least 3 or 4 feet of snow on the ground, and it was just snowing like crazy. And a few days later, they had to close the pass because there was an avalanche of buildings, and so that was pretty nuts. It's really weird. The weather is sort of, I keep telling people this, but it's sort of bypassed winter, and I've bypassed summer. Because of the routing that the trip took, I went all along the southern part of the U.S. during the coldest months of the year.
Right.
And during the hottest months of the year, I was in places like Vermont and Maine. And, you know, I've only been in some really cold weather a few days here and there, and some really hot weather a few days here and there.
And you, along the way, you had a birthday. You turned from 27 to 28, right?
Yeah.
And so if you had to, I know, you know, right now you're exhausted and ready to get home and just chill out for a while, but if you had to, would you recommend that other people try and do what you did?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This completely changed my life. I'm so much, you know, happier. I go and appreciate things a lot more. I've taken so many photos of things in nature or architecture in different cities. I've made it a point to go and not really have a plan of where, you know, wherever I end up on the trip. I've always just woken up, wandered, seen a bunch of stuff. You know, I've walked so many miles. I think in Key West last week alone, even though it's 4 miles by 2 miles for total land area, and I probably ended up walking 50 miles in that week, just back and forth and all around.
Yeah. Not like walking up and down Duval Street. You're not going to see a few interesting things, right?
I saw some interesting stuff Christmas night there.
Well, tell us about it. What'd you see?
Well, my friend Chewy and I was staying down in Key West with his mom and his brother, and he had Christmas and to snag me to bring me north. And so him and I are hanging out on Duval Street, and we're drinking beer and eating pizza, and the bars and whatever clubs are there start emptying out. And it's 3:30, 4 in the morning, and you just sort of had a notion that something was about to happen. And we're just standing by this tree eating pizza, and all of a sudden a fight breaks out, and then another fight breaks out down the street, and then the cops are tasing people. And, you know, it's happening a few feet from us, basically, and I'm just sitting there giggling, and I'm going over to my friend Chewy, and I'm like, Chewy, this is the greatest night ever. And,
yeah, right. Christmas night fighting on Duval Street. Perfect.
Yeah, and plus it was, you know, in the 70s. It was so warm that night.
That's funny. Well, we were also talking a little bit about the reaction that other people have had to your journey. And, you know, we've certainly gotten email here at Overnight America from people who are, you know, want to know how to keep track of you. And Josh Sullivan, again, is with us. He's been staying with a friend a week for 52 weeks across the country and is now in the middle of the very last week of that. But with this kind of fame comes detractors as well. And you've certainly seen some comments on the internet that were not entirely supportive. Tell us about it.
Yeah, if anybody frequents Fark.com, there were a ton of people that just seemed to hate my guts for what I was doing, you know, and it was so strange to me that people were calling me a bum and telling me to get a job and telling me that, you know, that I don't know, you know, I couldn't believe that people were saying all this stuff, because this basically was just this weird little idea that I wanted to go do something. It basically stemmed from the idea that I had all these friends that were so scattered now, and why not go see them and see if I can go make a bunch of new friends too. So this was basically just something I wanted to do, but then all of a sudden there's a bunch of people that hate me for it.
And yeah, they're just these brutal comments on the internet about you from people, of course, that are completely anonymous, and so they can take these pot shots without worrying about you getting back to them.
I was doing a radio show out of Chicago, and the host was letting some callers on, and there was a woman who was screaming at me, saying, she said, "How dare you do this? How dare you quit your job? What's going to happen when you get sick and you're living off of my tax dollars? And how, you know, you're going to be taking away medical care for my children?" And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm thinking, like, why would you be upset with me? I quit my job deliberately in the midst of a really horrible economy to go do something I wanted to do, and I gave somebody a job. Like, why would you be angry at me for that?
Yeah, right. No kidding. And on top of that, you know, I don't know how much of public assistance you've gotten in the year that you've been on the road. I'm guessing it's a pretty low number, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you count the generosity of my friends and sometimes complete strangers, you know, sending a little bit of money here and there through PayPal, or giving me rides, or giving me food, or anything that, you know, would seem somewhat humane, you know, then I guess I have.
Yeah. Well, and you've also been working along the way. I mean, you've been, you know, painting the light switch covers and the things,
yeah,
like we've been talking about, and selling the comic books and the zines.
Yeah, I, you know, one of the big goals of the trip was to help advance my art, get my art out there, do more art, and basically I ran out of money halfway through the trip, and I figured, you know what, that'd be great. I made it halfway, I can go home, but something just kept compelling me to keep going, and I kept selling a little bit of art here and there, and eventually I got through New York City. I spent 4 weeks in New York City hopping around the different boroughs, and I spent not even $200,
yeah,
and then I got past that.
An incredible journey, and Josh, congratulations on being that close to being back home, and just remember, when they make the movie out of this, I just recommend, like, Leonardo DiCaprio to play me. You know, I think that'd be probably a good thing.
All right, listen, definitely.
Take care of yourself, get back safe to St. Petersburg, and we will check in with you in a little while and make sure everything is still cool and do some more talking about the journey,
okay,
all right?
Thanks, John.
You got it. There is more to come as Overnight America continues early on this Wednesday morning.